Warning, the following podcast contains coarse language and spoilers for the film and the title of the podcast.
Now playing movie reviews in 20 Qs.
Hello, you goddamn fantastic people, and welcome to the podcast Movie Reviews in 20 Qs, the show where we review a movie by asking 20 questions about it. I'm your host, Sam, and only one person joining me this week. It's Machu. How are you going, Machu?
It's bad. Actually, I'm a bit tired, but it's not from being on the piss last night, although I was.
Yeah, you were out and drinking. You've been telling me about all your exploits.
Yeah, yeah. And But I did some exercise for once, you know, mixing it up a bit.
What, you swapped arms?
Yeah. The old righty was getting a bit tired, so I cracked on with the lefty.
Gross. Okay, we're ending the podcast. That's enough of that. Machu, you picked this film. It's funny because this came out the same week as Napoleon, and people often describe us as having a Napoleon complex. So it's kind of like you had some options here, but you've chosen old dads.
Yeah, I just looked at you. You're an old dad. You're bald. I thought, fuck. You know how? Why wouldn't we do this one?
That's a valid point. Well, why wouldn't we do this one? Well, if you have a look at the scores for this film, 28% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Ooh.
6.2 out of 10 on IMDb. What's the plot?
Okay, so there's three old dads. They're all friends and they all own a company. And they sell their company to an investment company who's got this young upstart. And really, then they have to try to start living in another generation's world, comply to their unusual ways of living and actually navigate their way through life as being old dads, because they've all got kids, young kids as well.
They've all got young kids. Bill Burr is 51 and he's just about to have a kid. Bakeem Woodbine is his friend who's accidentally gets pregnant after a vasectomy heals itself. And then Bobby Cannavale has somebody. There's a missus that hates Bill Burr's missus. But they also have a young...
scary missus.
You've got a scary missus, yeah. We'll get into the meat of it. If you haven't heard this podcast before, what we do is we review a movie by asking 20 weird and wonderful questions about it. We start with 10 that can be applied to any film, usually, but because there's only two of us, we're going to do 13 questions that can be applied to any film. We then move through three personal questions that we thought of while we were watching this movie before finishing on a Patreon question. Machu, lead us off. Lead us off with the compliment sandwich. Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess it's relatable. That's one thing I like about this film. Like, I'm old dad and these dudes are old dads. And it's just about, like, little irritable things that control your whole day. And I thought, fuck yeah, I can relate to that. I can see myself being angry over some bullshit principal talking to me about how my son's behaving at school.
Oh, I can see that too, bro.
I know I can, relate to that because it's happened.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
Well, I quite often drop my kids off late and the teacher said, you know, some of his behavioural problems is due to you dropping them off late. And I said, well, fucking, you could drop them off.
You fucking no, take
I
care
didn't
of
say
them.
That. I wanted to be like Bill Boyle. I was like, you get him. And I sacked it and I was like, sorry, I'll bring them to school early. So yeah, it's relatable.
Just touching on that relatable part, me and you went to see a rugby game just before I became a dad. I would have been 36 or 37, 35 maybe. And I remember us driving back and I'd just become a dad, actually. Fern had just been born. It was about a month after Fern had been born. And we're halfway back from Hamilton to where we live. And you said, fuck, aren't we too old to be dads, bro? And I remember being like, bro, I've just got into this game, bro. You're 3 years deep or something at this point.
Well, we're about 15 years too late.
Oh, fucking
like, we've
way
been
too
able
late.
To be dads.
Way too fucking
and probably,
late.
Yeah, probably should have had a crack at it in our early 20s. But, you know, sometimes it's hard. It's hard finding.
Yeah.
Fuck, I moved to the big city to become a slut. And, you know, you got to give it up to sluts, eh? It turns out it's pretty hard to become one.
Well, if you're male, it is. Yeah. Well, if you're male, it looked like you were probably. Let me preface this a little bit. 100%.
Okay,
we are way too old. I can't wait for my son's 21st like birthday party, which is huge in New Zealand. 21st is like your big party. They're going to be wheeling me out of a retirement village and fucking.
Yeah, yeah. Her? Just leave him under his blanket. He'll be fine. He won't be saying shit.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to change his nappy again.
Some people play rugby with their kids, eh? We'll be hard to be playing like knuckle bones with ours.
Unless they release a rugby game on Xbox 12 or PlayStation 72, I'm not going to be playing rugby with my kids.
Who fucking follows around a pig sack around on the field anymore anyway? No one even plays rugby. It's all about getting your photo up on Instagram.
You just follow pig sacks around bars, eh? That's...
Well, you know.
Let's not talk about last night.
I mean, crack at being a slut still, but no. Yeah. It turns out it's hard to become one. So I don't know why we slut shame people. We should be slut appreciating people.
Oh, 100%.
Like, fuck yeah, you did it. That's the dream.
Congrats. Congrats on having all that sex that I wish
more
I was having.
Slut appreciation.
Yes.
Especially when you know how difficult a job it is.
Bro, let's just turn this podcast into something else, man. Let's not talk about this movie, bro.
Yeah, so I guess like my next bad thing, it's a little bit boring. Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah. Honestly, like, if you've hung out with old dads, they're boring. We've got a fuck all going for us. You can see we've got all this pent up anger. We actually don't even like, we don't have friends anymore. Hardly ever, if we do have them, we don't ever see them. And then we make them
come around to record a podcast.
Yeah. We have to invent podcasts just so we can hang out.
Pretty much.
Otherwise, we have to spend all our time with our kids looking after them. But yeah.
This is my vanity project. Yep.
Yeah, so yeah, it's a little bit boring, and I'm not sure where I'm at with this one. I'm bang on the fence. Am I going with my next bad thing or my next good thing? Like, I like Bill Burr. I really do. I actually quite like the characters in this film. Yeah, I'm going to leave it there. It's very, very... I'm going to say that. I just like them. I like them before they came into this film.
So you were 5001, is it?
Maybe 5000. And I'm going to go either way as we go through this podcast. Yeah. I think 5000, what are we doing? What's our metric?
Scooters?
Yeah, 5000 electric scooters.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Top quality preparation. My first bad thing lacks any real sense of direction. Like, it seems like a bunch of ideas that have been thrown up into a film and then just sort of like, yeah, this would be funny if this happens. And it's like, well, not really. Because my other bad thing is that you've got there's no character development in any of this. You know what I mean? Like, no one gives a shit about, like, I don't give a shit about these characters. Do you give a shit about any of these characters?
Nah. And I don't know if this is going to come up in another question, but one of them just disappears.
Yeah.
It's like a major character.
Yeah. They do. They just phase in and out of the movie, and you're like, where's that person? The principal, who's supposed to be the bad guy in this movie, just disappears for two-thirds of the film.
Yeah. Wait, how funny is the bit where they just, it's almost like a montage scene, but they just go, oh, and then a year went past.
Yeah. And Bill Burr grows out his little bald head.
Yeah. Just to show that time has passed. That was shit.
And then my bad thing. Yeah, this movie sucks. It's I've got three bad things. The good thing is, yeah, I mean, there's a level of relatability in there. And like, there's some jokes that land. You know what I mean? But like, fucked if I can remember any of them.
It's bad because this movie sucks.
Yeah, it's bad because it does suck. I'm like 3,212 or something like that. Like, this is not enjoyable for me. This was legitimately a, hey, have you seen The Killer? Can we please do that? Can we please do that instead? And you're like, no, let's do old dads. And I was like, I cringed out after 20 minutes. After 20 minutes, I was like, I'm never going to finish this film.
What about glitter on his face when he's delivering a baby and he can't touch it because he's got all the glitter on it? What about all that shit he says to the principal and all those other dudes?
Yeah, like, some of it's all right, but it's like, I'd rather watch a Bill Burr stand-up than...
Yeah, true. I watched so much Bill Burr stand-up, so I was like, oh, fuck yeah, this is quite... mediumly good.
It was funny because when it got to the end, I saw he'd directed it and written it. I was like, of course you have. Bill, give it to seasoned pros, man. Like, I get writing it, like, he co-wrote it, but like, give the direction to someone else. This,
what'd you do with Travis Ramone? Did you just forget about him being in your fucking film?
Yeah, exactly. The other bad guy.
He was like a decent character. You're like, this guy will develop. He'll turn into like getting on with the old dudes. Nah.
See you later.
Just got fired.
Yeah, just gone.
Just like a normal life. Someone just disappears.
Exactly. Anyway, question two. What is it, Machu?
Question two. What character has probably ended up in hospital due to sex-related injuries?
Bobby Cannavale?
I was thinking that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just...
He's throwing money around that strip club.
Yeah. I mean, it's the obvious answer, and it's probably the right answer, right? There's no one else in this film that you're like, yeah, he's probably done something dangerous or reckless with somebody that he shouldn't have. He seems like a bit of a man whore as well. Like, he talks about his past like he was.
What about Helen Mike?
Oh, Helen Mike is an answer for another question.
Oh, Helen Mike, when he turned into Helen Mike, he's up for some kinky stuff. Didn't he have two girls in the room at one point?
He was hella huge.
And he's got like, his partner is smoking hot, and she's young, and she's hot, and he's fucking it up.
Yeah.
So, I reckon he could get some sex-related injuries from either his partner or those two strippers.
Eye infection from fucking glitter in the eye socket or something? How do you get glitter on your head, eh?
Yeah.
Like, where have they...
The other thing is, like, we're talking sex-related
injuries. Come on, bro, I've been to a fucking strippers. What am I doing here?
We should be getting a bit more... We're picking the old dads.
Yeah.
We know they're not having sex.
No, but they're getting these people pregnant.
This is probably the most probably end up... So they're not going to end up in hospital for sex-related injuries because they're not having it.
No. When they go to have it, they're going to throw a hip out or something like that, bro.
But they have to have it first. So it's highly probable it's not them.
Masturbatory-related injuries, maybe? Like trying to jack it in the shower and they threw their back out?
It's a whole lot of girls in there, but any of the strippers, maybe?
Yeah, probably. They'll probably be a bit adventurous. We can move on to the next question. Yeah. Anyway, that moves us over to question number three. How long would you survive in this movie's world? I'll put this in there because it's purely fucking ridiculous.
Probably the whole time because, living in hell as an old dad. Like, just being told what to do by your partner, just the whole world just changing around you for the better and you're just getting worse. And I just, that sounds like life to me.
Pretty much. I thought because me and you are probably going to piss off somebody and this is America, we'd probably get shot pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. But like everyone kind of gets it, you see a gangster walking past, you might be a bit confrontational, but you see an old dad, you're like, this old fucker. You're kind of like, oh, we'll let him go. He might throw like a branch of a tree between your spokes on your bike because you're wearing, bike pants and you kind of just brush it off. It's kind of like when they got in the Uber at the end with old mate.
Oh, Bruce Dern, yeah.
Yeah, and they kind of just accepted all his bullshit.
Yeah. I totally would see either one of me or you just like using a motorized scooter and being just running for a red light or whatever or a stop sign like these guys do and just dying. You know what I mean? Like these young kids are like fucking walking it off, but me and you would be fucked.
Yeah. Every time I get up now, I make these old man noises.
Oh, bro, it's the worst, isn't it?
And I was in the office the other day, and I was just getting off my chair, and I was like, and I was like, oh, fuck, I hope no one heard that. And I just saw people looking, and I was like, shit.
I do the whole,
when did that start?
Went pretty hard at the gym this morning. And they're like, you didn't go to the gym this morning? Nah, I didn't go to the gym this morning.
I had to plug my computer into a PowerPoint that was underneath this chair. And holy shit, was it an effort?
Oh, bro, I'm at that point now where I'm asking other people. How to help me with like computer related shit. I'm like, I used to know these things. What am I doing?
Someone tried to share their contacts with me the other day and asked me if I had Snapchat. It's like, well, fucking, do you just have a phone number?
My Snapchat got hacked. I tried to log into it and it was like, you've been using this from fucking like
Russia or something.
Kazakhstan. I was like, what? And they're like, because of dodgy. Fuck it. I gave up. Anyway, question number four. What is it?
What deep philosophical debate arose in you during this film?
Bro, I'm complaining about having a child now. Imagine having one in 10 years.
Yeah.
Holy
imagine that
shit.
Drive home from Hamilton. We are too old even to be grandparents, let alone parents.
What'd you say, Spanky? It's Machu, bro. Oh, sorry, bro. Bro, you've fell asleep at the wheel like twice now. Oh, yeah. Fuck you.
My deep philosophical debate was, I say some dumb shit sometimes. Sometimes it's for shit and giggles, and sometimes I believe it. I actually believe some of the dumb shit I say.
Oh, 99% of the time he believes it, listeners.
And and Bill Burr, he gets caught out at the hotel he's staying in saying some dumb shit, and he tries to get someone to agree with him, and it's the old lady that's burping and farting across from him.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And she goes, yeah, yeah, you're right. And also immigration. What about all the immigrants?
Yeah, we're going to get rid of all the immigrants. And he was like, oh, yeah, hang on. Maybe I am on the wrong side. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And I wonder, like, maybe I need to talk to more people who agree with me just to see how fucked up my philosophies are. That was my deep philosophical debate. And then maybe I stopped saying shit.
This probably is not. Yeah, probably not. This is the type of stupid shit that'll end up getting you going to like a flat earth conference or something. You'll be like, these people really agree with me.
And they're like, yeah, and the earth's flat. And you're like, fuck. Why didn't I just know I was wrong?
Vaccines cause autism. Yeah. Our government is lizard people. Yeah. Okay, I'm listening. I'm with you so far. Yeah. We should get rid of all the immigrants. You realize that you're white, so yeah, you probably are like, what, three generations removed from being an immigrant in New Zealand. So.
Yeah.
Kick yourself out. You're an immigrant too. Question number 5. What quote from this film would be the worst thing to hear immediately after you finish having sex?
Yeah, the quote I've got is, that's not so bad. Just rub some dirt on it, buddy.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
My one was, babe, when you open your legs, I can actually hear the East German national anthem.
See, there's like funny shit like that.
Yeah, there is. This is the problem. There's like funny one-liners, but it's, like I said, the stand-up special, some of this would be fucking hilarious.
That was from Bobby, eh? Or what's his name in the film?
Yeah. Bobby Cannavale's character.
Yeah, Bobby Cannavale. He goes out with Rose Byrne.
Rose Byrne, yeah.
Yeah, fuck, she's hot.
Yeah, she's fucking gorgeous.
It's just like a girl that, I'm not
bro, saying how hot is Rose Byrne?
Oh, she's like my secret crush, like my celebrity, you know.
Secret?
Well, are you not ashamed secret, of celebrity crush. Like, No.
Hey, we don't admit we like Australians.
Yeah, this is the thing. But with an I've only ever seen her with an American accent, to be fair. Except for two hands.
Two hands, yep. That's the only time I can remember her being for Aussie.
And also Bad Neighbours. She was Aussie, just used her normal voice in that.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem.
Yeah. But yeah, no, she's, you know, you feel like she's not so famous, so it's unapproachable. Like people, like Gal Gadot is amazing. She's so hot. But, you know.
Do you mean probably, Gal Gadot?
Yeah, Gal Gadot. You feel like you can just approach. You feel like you couldn't approach her because she's so amazing. This is like,
bro, talking, they're just humans
like,
too, bro.
Am I like hazing my celebrity crush by saying she's hotter than other hotter celebrities? Yeah. And like a talk.
I feel like I could have a yarn with Natalie Portman.
Yeah. I can see myself with Rose Byrne. I probably can't really see myself with Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot, by the way.
I can't see you with any of these girls, to be honest. And when I think about them later, I'm definitely going to picture you.
Then I'm like, fuck you, Bobby Cannavale.
Yes.
Take her off the market. You funny, good-looking, handsome, rich, celebrity, A-list motherfucker.
How dare you?
How dare you be so talented and everything else?
Arsehole. Anyway, that moves us over to question number 6, which is what, Machu?
What characters best represents the other podcaster?
Now, I'm going to give you, and then I'm going to give me. Because usually there's three of us, and we get two answers and all that sort of shit. For you, Machu, at the end of the strip club scene, they're all getting into an all-out brawl. And there's, like, you know, there's three security guards just kicking the shit out of these guys. They eventually run away and escape. But while all that's happening, there's this DJ who's like, please welcome to the stage now, Arabella. And I was like, that's Machu. Totally oblivious to the late. But he even calls out. He goes, oh, please do not pay attention to the fight that's currently breaking out in the area. Oh, please welcome to the stage now, Arabella. It's like, there we are. There's Machu, just oblivious. Just, hey, let's have a good time. It's just a fucking idiot. Now, for me, before you get in there, I fully want to acknowledge that all three of the main characters are me.
Oh, okay.
Like all of them are. You've got Bobby Cannavale. They're my three. They're my three egos. We've got Bobby Cannavale.
Three egos. You've got three now.
Yeah, 100%.
That's how egotistical he is, guys. He doesn't have one ego. He's got three egos.
I'm only talking about the main ones, bro. I'm not talking about all 100 of them. But
you thought you had an ego, but you didn't think you had three.
Exactly. I've got three egos.
Sam over here's got three.
There's the man-child and Bobby Cannavale. There's the like conservative, like, yo, what the fuck are we doing? Come on, let's pull our heads in. That is Bakeem Woodbine. And then there's the grumpy old bald cunt yelling at people, thinking he's better than everyone else, not letting shit go. It's like, that's me. God damn it, Bill Burr. And that's probably why I hate this movie, because I was like, I don't want to watch me three fucking times.
Yeah, Bill Burr is definitely you, but I'm going to say, I'm going to go a step further.
Ooh.
And it's obvious that Bill Burr's you, and only Bill Burr, not the other two.
You're more Bobby Cannavale than me, lady.
But, yeah. But
Kahu's definitely Bokeem Woodbine.
Yeah, but I'm going to go with Bruce Dern's character, because Sam hasn't changed his car for as long as Bruce Dern's character hasn't changed his car. And fuck me if Sam would pass up an opportunity, pick someone up on an Uber trip to make $10.
Oh, shit, that's a bunch of you, actually. Know,
he doesn't have golf clubs in the back, but if he had a stack of comics, man, you wouldn't be able to go anywhere near them. There'd be two seats for the comics and two seats for five people.
It's probably just KFC rubbish in the back of my car. There's always something random back there that Stacey's like, what's that for? I was like, well, you don't want it in the house.
So Bruce Dern's character was like the 10 years worse than Bill Burr's character. That's how they portrayed it in the film.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. So, yeah. That's it. And me, oh, fuck, I don't know. Maybe.
You'd probably miss the birth of a child because you're at a stripper's.
Yeah, I could. there's the man child.
It's Bobby Cannavale, bro.
I was thinking,
embrace it, man. It's
yeah, I guess
it was too obvious for you. I didn't
trying to be cool, eh, with the youngsters.
Yeah,
I was thinking,
what's up, kids? Oh, what's up? Have you heard the latest NWA song?
The latest one. Let's stop fucking making them back in the '90s.
Little title.
Oh no, G, what's up, G? Nah.
Much was out drinking with 25-year-olds last night, so he fucking is Bobby Cannavale. 100%. Question number 7. What scene from another movie starring one of these actors would you randomly chuck into this movie just to confuse the hell out of people?
So Bokeem Woodbine, he starred in a film called The Big Hit. It's about hitmen. And during that film, he'd been fucking girls since he was like 13. And he finds out about, and he'd never masturbated. And he finds out about it. So there's all about masturbation.
I think I remember this now. Yeah,
it's a great scene. And, you know, nothing would be better in this film if he's like, because he had his wife and his kids. And then he had this beautiful younger girl. And then, like when he has his nervous breakdown, if he learnt like about masturbation and was like, yeah, fuck yeah, I'm just gonna do this. How good is this shit?
Yeah,
that'd be a great scene to put in there.
Yeah, the one for me, I also went with Bokeem Woodbine, because you know they lose their jobs, they're trying to make money, and then he sort of says, oh, Bokeem got a job in middle management or whatever, and he's doing all right. It'd be fucking funny if it cut to the scene of him and The Rock taking over Alcatraz and fucking blackmailing America, you know, under Heather Harris. He's like, because he's not the main guy, but he's in it.
Yeah,
you know, he's
yeah,
in one of the
yeah,
scenes
yeah.
that they started blackmailing America. It was either that or the scene out of Spider-Man Homecoming where he's selling illegal weapons to Childish Gambino.
Donald
Glover. Yeah. Like, I was like, those would be pretty funny. While I'm on the Bokeem Woodbine, he was also in a movie called Mum and Dad. It was a Nicolas Cage film. He has this very small cameo in it in which he talks about killing his children. Like, yeah, that'd be pretty fucking weird.
What about what would you get with Bill Burr? Like does Pete Davidson turn up and try and date his wife or something, like in that
maybe.
Other film where he has to fight him?
What movie is that?
It's one of those Pete Davidson films. The King of Staten Island.
Oh, yeah. The only other one I can think of is just a random scene of Bobby Cannavale just booting Cate Blanchett out of his house, which is a scene out of Blue Jasmine. But that'd be fucking weird. You'd be like, what? What the fuck? That'd be weird. It'd be weird as fuck. Anyway, next question. What have we got?
Question 8. Which character would you get to help you hide a dead body?
Sometimes the easiest answer is the right answer is the dude living off the grid.
That is true.
He ain't talking to no one. He knows wide open spaces of land where bodies could be hidden.
Do you think he's not talking to no one because he's like a closet homosexual?
Yes.
And
it was highly implied, in fact, stated in the movie that he's now come out as gay.
He wasn't capable of sharing that emotion with the world.
Correct.
So he seems like the obvious choice, but then he comes out and tells everybody in the whole world.
He is now the most famous person on the planet as well. This is probably a bad idea. His every movement is going to be watched. Okay, prior to the events of this movie, if I'm needing someone to hide a dead body, if it's not him, then it's Bruce Dern. He'll take the fall. He won't know what's happened.
I reckon Brittany. I reckon the wife of Bobby Cannavale. I reckon she's a fucking...
She's a sociopath.
She's constantly walking in on him in the toilet while he's trying to write messages to pass from mate to mate to get back to Jack. She's an actual psycho. She's probably killed someone. She's going to kill Bobby Cannavale if he
she probably is going to, yeah.
She's breeding a fucking serial killer herself with that little shit of a kid that she's got growing up, throwing shit at other people, other adults, and beating up other kids.
I reckon she'd try to get you incarcerated for the fun of it, though. Like, after it happened, like, you know, you'd be like, hey, I can't believe we got away with that. And she'd go, there's not enough drama in my life. I'm going to send him down.
Yeah, she's the type of wife that'll come in and make you, she'll say to you, come inside and hug your stepson.
Come inside?
Yeah, come in. Yeah. Why don't you go and hug your stepson? And you're like, oh, what? I thought that was my real son. She goes, no, that's not, you fucking asshole.
Sound like you're talking from personal experience here, bro.
I don't know these things. Saw it on a podcast. Yeah, is that? There's some people film their podcast.
Heard it on a silent movie. Saw it on a podcast.
Saw it on the radio. Felt it on a TV show.
Oh my god. Question number 9, what is your most controversial opinion about this movie? And this comes courtesy of our friend Julio of the Contrarians podcast. Go check them out. Contrarians are an awesome podcast which rages against the Rotten Tomatoes machine. They'd take a movie like this and argue why it's awesome. Good fucking luck. Although that being said, this is kind of weird because we start off liking a movie and then we just shit on everything that's in it. This time around, we've both given pretty negative scores, and then we're actually saying all the nice things about it.
Yeah, there's some few things that are like, that was all right. That was all right. But then it was like,
this is the
shit.
This is the ultimate New Zealander mentality, bro. It's like, tall poppies, as soon as you start outgrowing who you are, we cut you fucking back down. At the same time, we love the underdog. We don't like people getting shit on, so we try to boost them back up. We are the ultimate middle ground people of the world.
Yeah. So, but I'm unsure where to go from here now. I wonder if we need to shit on this movie more. I think we do. Just to make sure we're not fucking liars.
Yeah.
I was going to say that whole private school thing actually makes sense, that makes people better. Like, it's better to send your kids to private school. Not for the teaching. I mean, obviously, the teaching is terrible. We saw it, and they guilt trip you out of money. It's pretty much all about money and not actually about schooling. But yeah, everyone there is trying to be better.
Yeah.
And it's right. It's the way everyone should be. So we should have a no-theme party.
So people should try to be better, is what I'm hearing.
And we shouldn't have white men dominating the conversation, Sam.
Oh, jeez. Like,
what else?
I was
wondering
how long it was going to take.
What else did they talk about in this film? Like,
you can call me bald, I don't give a fuck. I love when he said that. You can call me ginger, I don't give a fuck.
He's a two-tone bearded motherfucker. No.
I definitely have a ginger streak down the middle of my beard.
Yeah, I don't know. That was my controversial opinion. I feel like the way the world's going with all the PC, it's just better. We should allow them and they. I believe this. I believe what I'm saying.
Fuck, load of shit. My one for me, I kind of agree that, I mean, I don't feel bad. I mean, I don't feel like she should have gotten in trouble for embezzling money
What?
Yeah.
You should get in trouble for stealing.
Bro, dealing with 30 fucking kids all day, bro. Could you imagine it?
She doesn't. She's the principal. That's what the teachers do.
Yeah, I know, but still.
She deals with the teacher, parents. That's her job.
But she's fucking in the mix of it, man. She's in the trenches, bro. She, this poor fucking woman. I don't know. I don't have anything, bro. This is the best I could come up with.
Oh, what about when they get, like fired for the shit they're saying in the car? Are you, maybe they're right to get fired?
Yeah, I reckon they are, yeah. Of course I don't fucking reckon they're right. People should be allowed to have private conversations in a fucking car.
Even though they're having a private conversation, should they still get fired for what they said? Like, is it still bad what they said, or is it all good?
I don't think it's bad. it's kind of...
Should we censor our own free speech? That's what I'm saying. Maybe that's the right thing to do.
Well, the thing is, like, they're not in there calling for the wholesale genocide of a fucking race or... You know what I mean? Like, it's like they're making, like, guys jokes. It's like, it's just locker room talk. But shit like that...
Boys will be boys, eh? Yeah. Why can't we just bring that law back in?
Anyway, yeah, let's move over to... Before we get too controversial, let's move over to question 10. What do you reckon?
What subplot do you wish had been more explored? I wonder if you've got the same one as me here.
Yeah, I've got nothing.
I'll go first then.
I've got nothing. I don't think there was any part of this movie that I wanted to see explored any more than what we got in it. Except for the young tech guy. He had some legs. And the other guy that was in the car with him.
Yeah, and this is the thing. Like, we didn't see them. Travis just disappears.
Yeah, Travis disappears. That was
Aspen
shit.
Aspen Bell and just turns up randomly in the strip club, eh?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I got fired. And that's it. That was the whole thing.
That was it, yeah. There was no repercussions. There was no, like, nothing for him.
They shouldn't have got fired straight away. They should be more backward and forwards. They should have drilled it out. But in the end, they spent heaps of time on fucking Bill Burr planning the school party. Like, why do we have to sit through that fucking bullshit?
Yeah. You could tell Bill Burr had this moment where he's like, I want to do a part where I say something and then all these people give me shit because I'm not PC enough and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no one gives a fuck.
Yeah, and the director's cut, he just cuts out all the backward and forth between a couple of actual interesting characters versus who's that other guy that they were talking to? Josh Brenner, that guy Dana. But suddenly he became like an interesting person and he's fucking not.
He's gone, yeah. Anyway, question 11. Which actor in this film had the least idea that they were filming a movie?
I think, you know, the three main characters. I mean, Bill Burr obviously got his shit out and they all kind of just dialed off, you know? I mean, they were all right. Bobby Cannavale had some good scenes. Like... Bokeem Woodbine turned up for the paycheck, obviously.
Bro, yeah.
That was the worst nervous breakdown that I've ever seen in a film ever.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm going now. And then he's like taking this massive risk. He's dropping $5,000 on the table. $5,000, whoop-de fucking do. It's a fucking movie. Like, put your house on it or something. Drop $100 or something.
Her engagement ring or some shit. Yeah, like, let's go fucking mental.
Like,
bro.
$5,000. Like, I between me and you, we've almost got $5,000 if we pulled your mind, Stacey's, and Kahu's money together.
Sold our cars.
But so probably Bokeem Woodbine, I think. But I did feel like even Bobby Cannavale sort of dialed off a little bit.
Oh, I was going to go with Bill Burr because I feel like a couple of these rants were just people leaving the camera on, but then I remembered he's the director, so it's like...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Huh? I was like, he probably did show up.
Yeah. And then I was like, Bruce Dern hasn't been in anything for a while. Is he out there in LA, like, Uber driving? And they just were like, holy fuck, we just got picked up by Bruce Dern. Bro, do you want to be in this, like, movie we're making?
Fuck, he was a dick about his golf clubs, the way, bro.
100%.
Who is like, a memorable character in this film that wasn't one of the three dads? Like...
Travis was about the only one that I was like, he was interesting. Like
Aspen Bell for like 2 seconds. Yeah. Like anyone, yeah. This film had legs, but fuck it. They didn't flex them at one point.
Not at all. Question number 12. What do you got, Munchie?
What job would this movie be suitable for?
It's loud and somewhat annoying. Telemarketing or a real estate agent, something like that.
I was thinking like, those where you get your driver's license, like those places.
They call them the DMV over in America.
Yeah. It's fucking,
we call it an NZTA testing station.
It's long and annoying, and you come away with it with something, but you're still disappointed.
Yeah.
You're still, you had a bad experience the whole time.
Agreed. Question 13. We've been kind of touching on this one already, but what part of this movie reminded you most of your own life?
I reckon it's the scene where they're trying to G each other up about being not so bad dads.
We're not bad guys, even though we're sitting there drinking and we, you know, like talking about how our wives do a good job.
Oh yeah, that was probably the scene where they're all drinking and talking about, being a dad and stuff, and trying to get people to face up to their own shit is generally how it goes. Like, I thought that was like, it's the mild humor and it was almost genuine.
Yeah, I've got, fuck, it was like, there's too many parts in this that I was like, what the fuck? Like, you know, like his wife getting into a fight with another wife over something trivial. And then like he gets locked out of the house. I was like, And then like missing the birth of your child because you're at a stripper's. I was like, fuck, there's so many things
doing
in
coke
this.
Doing with a stripper.
Yeah.
Swallowing your ring.
Your mate getting fucking taking too much shit and then getting kicked out of a strip club. I was like, oh, fuck, there's
getting
a lot of...
bashed by the security guards.
Getting bashed by the security guards. There we go. That was that part. Having mates get bashed by security guards because I've tried to arm wrestle a dude at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, do you know I arm wrestled this chick? And
she
was the bartender, and she had a broken arm at the time.
Where is this sort of conversation going?
I won, though. I was just saying, it's relatable. Oh, all of it.
Anyway, let's move over to you for your personal questions. What do you got?
Is Jack, or Bill Burr's character, really a hero or a villain in this film? I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, do you call him an anti-hero? Because he's not your typical protagonist.
Mm.
And to be honest, and I've got a kind of question about this, it's like, it's a couple of edits away from this movie being a drama, right? You take out some of the like funny monologues and one-liners and stuff, and you've actually got a drama about a guy, his entire life falling apart.
Yeah.
Or three guys' entire lives falling apart. I'm pissed off because we don't have that question of what's the biggest bullshit in this film. The fact that they sold their company and then still worked there.
That's common, though. But then that's
no, but
up.
Like, not with the direction this company's going in. Like, if you own a mechanics, you sell your mechanics to somebody, but you stay on as an owner-manager or something like that, you're still going to be a mechanic. Yeah. You're not going to suddenly start doing, like, I don't know, like working on Porsches or designing fucking engines for rockets or something. You know what I mean? Like,
the main focus for the company was that they were finding someone who didn't care about caring or something like that.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So they find the most uncareable person. Yeah, and then the biggest bullshit is actually finding someone that, like, they listed it and they tracked down someone off some like obscure sort of profile to find him. I was like, he last went into society in 1960 or something like that, and he went into
a raffle.
Yeah, entered a raffle. Yeah. And I'm like, what is this bullshit?
Load of shit, hey.
So is Jack a hero or a villain?
Oh, he's a villain.
He's a villain. No one liked him, eh?
Why would you? He's a fucking psychopath. The thing is, like, he's not wrong. In so many of the scenes, he's not wrong. But it's kind of like watching Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's like, he's not wrong, but he's just gone the worst way about things.
Yeah, it's communication style. He needs to take a leaf out of Bobby Cannavale's book.
Exactly.
So my next question is, which generation is actually better in this film? Is it the old dad's generation? Or is Aspen Bell's generation?
It's definitely the woke generation, because I don't want us getting cancelled, so I'm not allowed to say anything.
You're on your way out.
Adapt to survive, bro.
You know what we got it, though? Voting. Voting conservatively. True. Fuck you, liberals. You could turn up at the voting booth, maybe some of your bullshit would get across the line, but nope.
The ironic part of this is both me and Munchie voted very left-wing. But a few motherfuckers would actually pay attention to what's going on.
Yeah. Look into the eye. And my last question is, when is it when is it okay to have a nervous breakdown when you're an old dad? Like, is it when you found out that your missus is pregnant, or when is it okay?
Well, I have 15 a day, so I don't know how to. I don't know what you mean. Like,
I thought that was just your epilepsy, but no.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's normal. It's par for the course, bro. I have one before I wake up in the morning. You just fucking wake up screaming.
Yeah, scream. Those night terrors.
Yeah.
What would
Stacey
you do?
Loves being woken up by somebody going, oh, wasted my fucking life.
Can we plan our nervous breakdown? Like, what are you going to do on your nervous breakdown? Are you going to go to the casino, drop $5,000 on a table, and then go to the strippers with your mates, do a bunch of coke?
I've always wanted to
call yourself
home.
Hella Sam.
Hella Sam, yeah, there we go.
It's a cool name though, eh? Hella Sam.
No, it's pretty lame.
Well, your fucking name's Lamb Samuel.
Yeah, you know shit. It's the worst name they could come up with. My one was like, I always wanted to quit in an epic fashion.
Oh, yes. That's
like,
one of my
walk out
list.
Naked, sort of like.
Oh, I don't know about that. That's weird.
Why would you walk out naked?
I'm having a mental breakdown. I might as well walk out naked.
What? I feel like. That's quite a criminal, that one.
Oh, probably.
Yeah. I just want to be that guy that says, tell the boss to go shove his job up his ass. Problem is, I'm the boss. I've got to tell myself to shove it up my own ass.
Okay, I will.
Fuck, this is fucking weird. My nervous breakdown is not going very well from the start.
I don't work at a place like that now, and that's the problem. Like, I've only ever worked at one place where I've fantasized about saying to somebody on the way out, like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, shove your job up your fucking ass. That's I missed my opportunity. I'm going to have to get hired at the BP or one of those petrol stations for a week just so I can say it.
Go work some shitty job where you fucking hate it.
Yeah. I'll invent my CV and it'll have all this bullshit. Like, I used to be a bus driver for 20 years. Sorry, all bus drivers out there. But
Jesus.
All right, yeah. Moving on to your question, Sam.
Yeah. So similar to if a tree falls in the woods and no one's around to hear it, does it make a sound? If a movie calls itself a comedy, but it's depressing as fuck and 90% of the jokes don't land, is it still really a comedy?
You did touch on it before. Is this more of a drama than a comedy? It's very, very close. Well, if you've got a comedian telling his general stand-up jokes, I mean, you've got to call it a comedy, I guess.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, does it? When does how many jokes does he have to tell to make it a comedy? I suppose.
Yeah, he's got to punctuate every scene with him saying something stupid, right? Like,
was Curb Your Enthusiasm? Is that a drama?
Yeah, even that I put as a dramedy because it's like tries to portray itself as a comedy, but
it's kind of comedy.
It's black comedy, right? It's just, you know, anything that's not like the standard laugh track type comedy. Yeah.
It's that. Nails down the chalkboard kind of comedy. Yeah. It's like, oh, that was shit. Oh, that was so funny. Oh, that's shit again.
100%. My second question, how quickly would we break a morality clause after we sold a company?
Fuck. If they just, we've done it. Like, if we did their reference checks on their podcast, we would like, if anyone gets in touch with Sam about the offcuts, holy shit, he could blackmail me for years. I'm in big trouble.
That's a really good idea.
I'll take it to the grave.
Yeah. The shit lives forever, bro.
Yeah. No, I think, I reckon, yeah, maybe, negative since the podcast started.
Yeah,
and then, but you might be even earlier because you've had a few published things and stuff.
True, that's a good point. No, but I mean, like, what I'm imagining is us going for a drive and this type of shit that we'd talk about. But even then, that being said, like, do you reckon it was set up? Like the whole drive and the, you know, that was set up by that dude to get rid of these dudes.
I thought so, but
then it doesn't seem like it was played that way, eh? No.
Such a weird thing to film someone and pass over your rights and stuff like that. That's just like one of those plot holes where you're just like, this is fucking shit.
There was a few like that, eh?
Yeah,
there was a few.
Could have made it a bit better.
Anywho, it moves me down to my final question. How long after this film ended do you think? Oh no, which one of the main dudes got divorced the soonest after this movie finished?
Oh man, it's got to be. I feel like Bobby Cannavale will pull his way through. I feel like
Nah, bro. Bobby's not long for this world, I reckon.
It's got to be, I reckon.
This relationship world, I should say. It sounds like he's going to die. He probably is going to die. Nick Implants lost all his money. Don't you remember that?
Yeah. I reckon Bokeem Woodbine. He can't hold on to that girl for that long.
Nah, I don't think so either.
And Bill Burr will just, he's been a year in this film. God, that was a terrible scene, eh? Where we just saw him like a montage for a whole year or some bullshit.
I think it was only 3 months, but
it was 3 months or whatever.
But he's like grown his little bald out.
Why does he have to grow his little sides out? Because he's just.
He's just given up on life, bro. He's just...
Shit, that was a shit scene. But yeah, Bokeem Woodbine.
Yeah, but I was Cannavale. I reckon he's fucking done. You know what I mean? He's not.
The thing about psychos, eh? They don't like losing their control over people. True, she just had so much of it. Like, who the fuck sits in the dark in the toilet with a candle, just writing messages to your mate? When you're hearing a noise, you eat that message.
Yeah, fuck that. Final question. This question is a Patreon question. Comes courtesy of our mate Emily Higgins of the Tasteless Podcast. Tasteless is an awesome podcast which compares two films. One that's universally beloved or won Oscars or, you know, did well, compares that to a film that she doesn't think she thinks needs to get sort of reconsideration. Anyway, her question, what character has gone the longest without showering? Now, there's a very obvious answer for this one.
Oh, yeah, Bruce Dern, all the roommate in the motel.
Okay, I didn't have either of those.
How are they not the obvious ones?
Because there's a guy living out in the desert and he's been out there for 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's obvious, but he's the right answer. Like, yeah, Bruce Dern's a good argument.
I was going to go a little bit left field with either Aspen Bell or Dana, because they're like these new age guys, and they don't want to waste water and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, eco-friendly.
Yeah. I don't think there's much sharing going on in any. Like, old dads don't give a fuck. It's probably their wives, they probably do, I'd say. But the kids wouldn't get showered.
The kids fucking notorious for not having showers.
Oh, mate's little
kid. My kids only ever have baths.
Bobby Nut Cannavale's kid doesn't do what anyone else says. Zero boundaries.
Yeah, he's doing whatever the fuck he wants. He's up
probably
there.
Probably never even had a bath in his whole life.
True. Anyway, that does take us down to the end. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to listen to a couple of old dads. Talk about old dads. Man... we could have done anything else.
Maybe we'll do a better one. But hey, we're like old dads. It is us, you know.
It is us. Yes,
had our babies pretty late. How bad is it when you pick up your kids at like daycare and then they're like, you're the oldest one there.
Oh, by miles. Yeah.
And there's all these young dads, eh? Like normal dads. We shouldn't call them young dads. We call them normal dads.
They're all like 30, and you're just standing there like 40, like, oh, hey guys,
what do you do, bro? Oh, like. Do you still go at uni?
No. Yeah. I'm pretty advanced in my life at the moment, to be honest.
Did you guys watch the All Blacks on the weekend? Oh, we don't really watch old man sports. Yeah. Oh, okay. It's kind of the national game. But
we'll watch the Fortnite World Cup, though. Man, that was amazing.
It was epic. Weed Slayer 42069 came from behind.
Yeah. 69 Bang Bang Your Mum was runner-up.
He was coming second, but then got this. Holy shit, fucking Fortnite. Anyway, that does take us to the end. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Upcoming episode, me and Kahu are finally going to sit down and talk about Robocop. It's been delayed about 17 times, but he is coming over in a couple of days to record that. Aside from that, there is talks about doing Forrest Gump, me and Liz, and not Machu, which I guess Machu is looking very happy about, not having to do it. Are doing that, but a bit of a lead up to our Christmas special. And yeah, who knows after that. Anyway, that's thanks from me.
Cheers.
This movie was shit, bro.